railroad and union officials are expected to travel to Washington today, to meet with Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. Do not worry, ladies and gentlemen. There will be no strike because the former mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, will have everybody sit down, we'll have a beer, and we'll have some chicken, and it'll be fine, and you guys will talk to each other. Because Marty Walsh, if you've never heard Marty Walsh talk, it is like, I'm pretty sure Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons is based on this man. Even though I know he precedes him, he is literally Mayor Quimby come to life. You could play the two, you know, a quote from Mayor Quimby, and you could play a clip from Marty Walsh, and it's the same thing. They're both that. I think Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons is probably smarter than Marty Walsh. So don't worry, Marty Walsh is going to take care of this whole thing to try and help avoid a freight rail strike that could cause massive supply chain disruptions, which we already have, and have significant repercussions on the economy. Like that's doing well to begin with. The two main unions that have disputes with the railroads, the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers, which is pretty, it's a great name, the BLE, right? The BLE, and Trainmen, and Smart Transportation Division. I can't wait till Marty works. Hey, where's the Smart Transportation Division Union? Hey, what y'all doing? That's going to be fantastic. That's going to just be awesome. Are expected to send their union chiefs to a meeting with Walsh. The meeting comes with just days remaining until a federally mandated cooling off period expires and the strike could begin. It serves as a major test for the regime, which has positioned itself as the most pro-labor administration in decades, but also wants to avoid any more potential shocks to the economy with midterms just months away. Don't worry, though. I mean, most of the midterms is already in the bag. We got that, right? We all understand that. At least in most cases. Could you imagine? I was just talking to somebody about this before I got it. Could you imagine if Herschel Walker, it's not a funny thing, but just John Fetterman being in the Senate is going to be hysterical. Now, the meeting comes with just, I already said that, about 60,000 union members working for railroads are set to go on strike after midnight on Friday. These members include the engineers and conductors who make up the two-person crews on each train. We've talked about it earlier. Those crews are already understaffed as it is. All right? That's why you're getting delay times. That's why things are even more. That's why shipping delays are happening even more because the trains are not staffed. They're sitting in the train stations. Crews are running overtime. So that stuff's already happening. 45,000 other workers belong to unions have reached tentative deals with the railroads, but a strike by engineers and conductors would bring the freight system to a grinding halt. Get it? Grinding halt. Such a shutdown could have massive effects across the supply chain and also for the nation's passenger rail system. About 30% of the nation's freight moves by rail, and gas and food and consumer goods and cars and trucks could all increase in price or become more scarce. Like, it's easy to find a car now. Go to a car dealership that's not electric. All of this stuff, if you think inflation is bad now, if you think the price is bad now, wait until you actually get a strike by the trains. Because the amount of stuff that is taken by train across the country to different distribution points. I was talking about Memphis last week. The reason why the Nike facility was in the worst part of town is because that's where the train depot was. I remember driving my wife to the Nike place a couple times, and she was late for work because the train actually got stuck in front. Because, you know, of course, if you live in the South, trains just move everywhere. And sometimes you can get caught for a good 15, 20 minutes because the train will stop. And you're like, all right, I'm late for work, but here's this train stopped in the because it's got to move back and then get to a different track. The rail system's completely, it's absolutely completely terrible. Compared to other countries, it's absolutely embarrassing how bad our rail system is. Officials have grown increasingly concerned about a shutdown, and the White House has been discussing contingency plans. What is the White House going to do? Is Kamala going to get in the choo-choos and make the trains go? Is that the plan? What contingency plan do you have? You going to put more trucks on the road? What is it? Well, I'll get the Air National Guard to fly. No, you're not. No, you're not. Stop saying that. Biden personally called rail unions and companies earlier this week when he visited Boston in an attempt to avoid the strike. All right, so that's strike one, so to say, against Joe Biden. You flew to Boston from Boston and you sat down and you mumbled some words. And that didn't fix anything. He probably got mad at everybody. He probably got, why are you having to stop him in the trains? Make him go. No. I absolutely know. Now, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, everybody's favorite lesbian. I kid, there are none. Biden continues to receive regular updates on the high stakes negotiations. A White House official previously told CNN the Biden administration is working with shippers, truckers, and air freights to see these other modes of transportation could keep the goods moving if there is a rail shutdown. Well, let me ask you this. Are they doing good right now? Because they're not. They're not doing good right now. So why would you think that if this shuts down, it is a train wreck. Nice. If they shut down the rails, that planes, trains, and cars could in any way pick up the slack. There's no way, shape, or form that would show that these other modes of transportation could pick up the slack. Let's see. One official said interagency meetings with departments of transportation. Yeah, where's Le Buttigieg? Right? Where's Le Buttigieg? Oh, is that right? He's on maternity leave still for his kid that he stole? Probably. Defense, agriculture, health and human services, and energy, and the federal emergency management system were happening daily. So this just in, the federal government's actually working right now. Technically. Like, they're having Zoom calls in between their Peloton classes. But they're going to get it. They're going to figure this thing out. And they're going to make sure that your stuff, your cheap Chinese crap from China, will get here eventually? Possibly? Maybe? I actually don't think... I don't think that's going to happen in any way, shape, or form. And if there is a strike, it's going to be absolutely devastating, which is another reason why you need to get as much of your supply chain shortened as possible, if that makes sense. Right? That's exactly one of these reasons why we see it right here. You want to make your supply chain as short as possible, so in the event that something does happen, you're not reliant on somebody else bringing you things. That's honestly, you know, Mike Church has been talking about this. For Free Farm Friday has been going on for at least a year. Please don't quote me on that. At least a year, over a year. Talking about... You can do things about your food. Brian K. puts that meme in the chat room. You got to shorten your food supply chain. You can do it from a home garden or from some kind of community garden or a farmer's market. That's as high as you want to go, is the farmer's market. Once you start, and I'm guilty of this. I go down to my Brookshire Brothers right here and I get food. Once, because I got to start my planting. Justin and I are talking about, you know, we have to strategically find places in our houses, in our yards to grow things. Actually, when I get back from Florida this weekend, I'll probably begin the process of putting together my raised garden beds and trying to grow some stuff. You got to make it. The highest I think you can go at this point in February 2021. That's my man, Brian. Thank you. So yes, it's been over a year. It's been over a year they've been doing Free Farm Friday. You want to make your farmer's market the highest part of your, that's the farthest you want to go with your supply chain and food. You really do. And that's, we keep seeing it. Now, what about clothes? I don't know what to tell you about clothes. You know, maybe get used to not buying new clothes. A lot of us don't. Especially dudes. Dudes are bred for this stuff. We can wear the same, like, four outfits forever. So we'll see how that goes in that regard. But we continue to see, and I'll wrap it up because I'm saying this again. You got to get your supply chain as short as possible. I got to stop. Here's the thing. I'll tell you, like, I buy bullets. I got to stop buying bullets from, like, Sportsman's Guide or whatever. I got to find a local gun stop. There's a local gun store. I mean, his prices are a little high, but he is local. And so that's one way I can get around